This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts. bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies. This week, we continue our series Better Speaking, presented by Callum Robertson and featuring interviews with Richard Hallows.
Try to imagine what globalization can possibly mean to half of humanity that has never made or received a phone call. The simple fact of the matter is this: if we cannot make globalization work for all, in the end, it will work for none.
Kofi Annan using English to talk about globalization. In the programme today, Richard Hallows is with me again to look at Kofi Annan's use of English and give us some more advice on becoming better speakers.
He's interacting with us. Try to imagine. He's asking us to do something.
If you find it difficult to speak English fluently and would like some help to become more confident and maybe one day use English as effectively as Kofi Annan, then this series, Better Speaking, is for you. Kofi Annan is from Ghana in West Africa, and as we've just heard, he uses English as an international language in a highly effective way. In this excerpt from A Speech on Globalization, he's asking his listeners to make sure that the process of economic globalization helps everybody in the world, the poor as well as the rich.
It is a much tougher sell out there in a world where half of our fellow human beings struggle to survive on less than $2 a day. Try to imagine what globalization can possibly mean to half of humanity that has never made or received a phone call. The simple fact of the matter is this: if we cannot make globalization work for all, in the end, it will work for none.
Even though he's making a speech, which is a style of English that is quite formal and has been carefully prepared, he's still using his spoken language skills to communicate with his audience. But what can we learn from him? What's his secret to better speaking?
bbclearningenglish.com.
And with me again in the studio is teacher and teacher trainer Richard Hallows. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Callum.
And you've been listening this week to Kofi Annan. Let's hear him again.
It is a much tougher sell out there in a world where half of our fellow human beings struggle to survive on less than $2 a day. Try to imagine what globalization can possibly mean to half of humanity that has never made or received a phone call. The simple fact of the matter is this: if we cannot make globalization work for all, in the end, it will work for none.
So, Richard, how successful do you think Kofi Annan is as a speaker of English as an international language?
Of course, he's really successful, isn't he? I think what's interesting here is the way that he's making a speech. It's very, very interesting, the language he uses. He uses language to make us want to listen. Sometimes he uses alternative words. So maybe sometimes he refers to people as human beings, and then another time, rather than repeat that word, he says humanity.
In a world where half of our fellow human beings struggle to survive on less than $2 a day, try to imagine what globalization can possibly mean to half of humanity that has never made or received a phone call.
So he's putting variety into his vocabulary.
He's also he's interacting with us. He's asking us to do something. So when he's speaking, he says, "Try to imagine." So we're all like, you know, we start thinking and, oh, yes, it's something for us to do.
Try to imagine what globalization can possibly mean to half of humanity that has never made or received a phone call.
So the listener is being involved in the speech in this case.
Exactly. He makes his speech stronger. There's one example. He could say, the fact is, but he doesn't. He says, the simple fact of the matter is. So he's making it stronger.
The simple fact of the matter is this.
Yeah, which is, again, a nice way of, you know, making people listen. And it's generally quite a dramatic kind of way of speaking. It's contrasting words like all with none and things like that. It's very interesting.
If we cannot make globalization work for all, in the end, it will work for none.
This was probably a scripted speech by Kofi Annan.
Sure. I mean, obviously, you can't script a conversation, but you can predict things that you often talk about with one particular person. Now, I went to Spain for the weekend the other day. I saw my Spanish friend, Jon, and I always talk to him about football. He's a big football fan. Now, I needed to think of the type of vocabulary I needed. I mean, I know these words, but I need to review them in my head. What kind of words do you need to talk about football? What do you think, Callum?
Well, I mean...
In English. You tell me in English.
Yes, I mean, there'll be footballing words, for example, things like goal, draw, shoot,
result,
kick.
Yeah, I was, you know, reviewing these words in my head, so I'm preparing. So when I talk to him, it's much better, it's much easier, and I speak much more fluently, and I communicate more effectively.
So certain subjects will have, certain vocabulary that you know is likely to be part of that conversation, that part of topic, and if you prepare yourself, think about those words, then, you know, it's going to help you in your conversation?
Yeah, exactly.
Kofi Annan is obviously a very, very competent speaker and communicator in English. But if we really wanted to be picky, is there anything that we could say to improve his English?
OK. There may be maybe a small pronunciation point we could look at. He says, at one point, he says, less than $2 a day. But instead of less, he says, les.
In a world where half of our fellow human beings struggle to survive on less than $2 a day.
And there's another sentence he says, has never made or received a phone call, but he doesn't say has, he says has.
Half of humanity that has never made or received a phone call.
So there's a confusion here of sounds z and s at the end of words.
But is that really a big problem here?
Well, I mean, no, usually the context makes it very clear anyway. I mean, there could be a confusion between peace and peas, but I think the context is clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are lots of other words where one sound can change the meaning, and the s example, for example, rice and rise, or loose and lose, or advice and advise.
So in some circumstances, that difference between that s and that z sound can make a completely new word, which can alter the meaning.
And there are times when, you know, we use this z sound quite a lot. In English, when we're talking about possession, we use the apostrophe s, which is a z sound, like John's car, for example, not John's car.
Mm. And Richard's advice.
Exactly. You can also extend this idea to think about how one sound, you know, within a word, not necessarily at the end, can change the word from one meaning to another meaning to another meaning. It happens a lot in English. Bit, bat, but, you know, it's just one small change. Or see and she, or boat and vote. You know, this can cause problems of communication. So, you know, it's quite important to recognise the problems that, or the differences between your language and English.
So, Richard, on these points of pronunciation, do you have any advice that you could pass on to our listeners?
Yeah, one important piece of advice is that you need to be able to recognise a sound before you can actually produce it. If you can't hear it, then you can't make it. Now, to illustrate this point, I've brought along one of my students. This is Benjamin.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hello.
What we will do is Benjamin will listen to me saying some words. The words have two different sounds, either sh or ch. So Benjamin will listen to the words and he will tell me, number one, if it's sh, and number two, if it's ch. You might want to try this yourself at home. OK. Are you ready, Benjamin?
Yes.
OK. The first one, ship.
Number one.
Good. Chip.
Two.
Cherry.
Two.
Sherry.
Number one.
Shoes.
Number one.
Choose.
Two.
Washing.
One.
Watching.
Two.
Watching.
two.
Ooh, nearly got you there. Very good. OK, so we can do these kind of exercises, and he can now start to, you know, hear the difference, and he knows that he needs to hear the difference. Now we can move on from this, and he can practice saying the words to me. So now here's Benjamin. He will read the words, and I will say one or two. So we'll see if he can now produce the words. OK, Benjamin.
Ship.
One.
Watching.
Two.
Shoes.
One.
Match.
Two.
Show.
One. Very good. So you can see how you move from recognition, first of all, you know, hearing the sound, and then producing the sound. Now, there are other things you need to think about, like the position of your tongue, the position of your lips, seeing how you make the sound physically with your mouth.
Those things are quite difficult to tell. How can you help?
One thing you can do with the lips is to use a mirror. It sounds a bit silly, but if you hold a mirror and you look at yourself making the sounds, you can see the shape of your lips. Now, again, you can get books which show you the correct position and the correct position of your tongue. If you can't get that, it's better to, you know, work with another person and see if you can correct each other.
So for those pieces of advice, Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Benjamin, thank you very much for coming in.
Bye.
Before we go today, if you didn't quite catch all those tips that Richard gave us, don't worry. Here's a chance to hear them again.
If you're speaking to a group of people and you want to hold their attention, try to add variety to the language you use and learn some useful phrases for interacting with your listeners and holding their attention. If you know that you'll be talking about a particular subject or topic, then prepare in advance some of the words and phrases that you might need. If there are particular English sounds that you find difficult to say, listen out for these sounds when you're listening to good speakers of English. After you can recognise these difficult sounds, then you'll be able to make these sounds yourself. Use a mirror to watch your lips and help you make the right sounds. Or work with a partner and correct each other.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.